Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom, pushing some buttons in there, and I'm not sure doing what, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Pushing wrong buttons.
Oh, you're pushing the wrong buttons.
Yeah, okay. Because I had you on, but you kind of weren't on.
How long have you been in this business?
It's because I have to switch back and forth when we do the commercial.
Oh, okay.
And too long, I guess, is the answer.
Too long. Too many buttons in front of you. I keep looking at that saying, you can't use every single button on that board. There's just way too many, so I don't understand why they have so many.
There's a few I haven't used. I think they're decoys, I think.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Yeah. To fool everyone. All right. Wind, cold. Whoa. What the heck's been going on out there? I was at the river the other night. In fact, I ran into Sean's family, Janet and Jasmine, selling Girl Scout cookies. Please tell me they're done selling Girl Scout cookies.
I think they are. I think that was the last one that they were doing.
Yeah.
I think this weekend is the last weekend.
Yeah. Because everybody, frankly, has bought more Girl Scout cookies than they know what to do with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all complaining that they're gaining weight and they're blaming the Girl Scouts now.
Well, I hope not everybody because she still has some that I need to get rid of.
So oh, jeez.
I have to pay for them regardless. So.
Well, the problem with what I was had dinner with John Monahan over at Babe's the other night when we were at the river and we ran into Janet and Jasmine, and he was saying, I am just hooked on the mint thins.
The thin mints, yeah.
Yeah, thin mints. I said,
those
yeah.
are like the only ones I eat. I'll only eat the thin mints, and then what I'll do is I'll put them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
You put them in the freezer and they get cold. They're very good.
I like that. All right. Well, it's been cold and windy, winding up the BMP today, Roger Federer, and we'll see what he does. Crowds have been massive here in the Coachella Valley. They've been fighting the weather, but for us, it's fighting the weather. For our snowbirds, it's what? Is it even sprinkling out there? Oh, what's a little cloud and wind? Well, we don't care. But it has been beautiful. So we go from thin mints to donuts. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in the Albertson Shopping Center for our box of donuts for our guests. And yes, I had a donut this morning. I always do. That's my treat. I've cut back. I used to have donuts every morning for so many years of my life on the way to wherever I was when I was training horses and all that stuff. I had to cut that out, but I still love good donut. Today's show is presented by Renova Energy. Don't wait for the summer to install solar. Do it now. Call Renova Energy because as Vince Pataglia and everybody at Renova is saying, they won't be bothering you. They're not going to hound you to put solar on your home. You want to know about solar? It's up to you at your leisure, at your discretion. When you want to do it, you call Renova Energy and they'll be happy to send someone out. You can go to the office. You can look in the warehouses. Well, I don't know. I probably shouldn't be saying that, but that'd be a good tour, though.
It would be pretty cool.
To go and look because he has these big warehouses that are full of the panels and equipment, whatever they need
right, to
install solar and the battery systems and all that. And it's so neat. Oh, everything is so organized. Really, my desk. Speaking of organized, last night, I should have been probably somewhere. I should have been at Fashion Week El Paseo. That happens this week. I should have been at the tennis. I should have been somewhere. Should have been Fitz's Jazz Cafe. I got all my tax stuff together.
That's good.
Done.
I'm sure that's something you need to do, too.
I did, because I had this box under, you know where the hole of the desk is where you put your legs under?
Right.
Well, I had my box of tax stuff there, so I had to hit it with my feet all the time so I'd know it was there.
Right. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
My dilemma is I have a shredder down there, so I don't want to put it in the wrong box.
Oh. Well, I have a shredder, too, but it's unplugged. I don't seem to shred anything. I just throw it all in the recycle bin. I don't know why. Well, I do shred a few things, but not that many. Jack has a shredder also. So that is done. In fact, last night I got so many things cleared up, and then this morning I remembered about five different other things that I wanted to do.
Oh, and then once you actually do them,
yeah,
you're going to remember a few more.
Oh, yeah. It never ends. Never ends. So anyway, but I'm happy that's done. Right. This past week, I was supposed to film in Borrego Springs for a new episode of Traveling with Françoise, but the winds and stuff, we had to cancel. We had to reschedule because it was just the dust storms and the winds and who knew if it was going to rain. So that's coming up. But the Tucson show went to closed captioning in New York. Fingers crossed that they'll have it back in time to air this Thursday. I'm so excited about our Tucson adventure.
That's awesome.
I think it's just another step up for the show.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, because I'm always finding my way. I always find my way, and I'll never quit. In fact, cameraman Steve always says, don't be so hard on yourself. He goes, I know both of our goals is to, for each show to be better and different.
Right.
But as good as helpful as being on the radio has been for 15 years now, traveling with Francoise, 15 years, it also has hurt me in a few ways because I tend to... radio, they can't see me and they don't see anything. So
right.
I remind them more often about things.
Right.
Or on the TV, you don't have to because they can see it.
Right.
So sometimes I tend to say something a little too much. Like,
even though you have the visual side of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's really kind of, it's hard to break that habit. I don't even realize I do it until we watch the rough draft of
it. It's ingrained. It's just, it's yeah. in you to do that.
And I'm laughing. And I said to Steve the other day, I said, you would think I have a very limited vocabulary. But sometimes I do. But it's just, anyway. So I'm really excited about the show. Hopefully I'll put a blast on Facebook, on the website, wherever, once that I know for sure that the Tucson episode will be airing this week on Fox 11 at noon on Thursday and Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. Now, I just made the Backroads to Vegas public on my YouTube page. So you can go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, click on the YouTube page, and that should be public. In fact, I did it this morning, and I'll check it myself a little bit later, but it should be fine. All right, we have some prizes today, some tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 30th through April 1st. I have a couple tickets to the ANA Inspiration, the golf tournament, the first major of the year, if you're interested in that. Or you can have tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. We'll do that later on in the show. Yesterday, I was on KESQ-TV with a look at Tucson, Arizona. Let's see. What else? What else is going on? Oh, El Paseo Fashion Week. We'll talk about that. I really urge you to go to the website and use the calendar events page. We update it every Monday, so you know what I talked about on the show is posted there. You can watch past KESQ segments through the YouTube page. On the TV page, you can watch past television segments. Oh my gosh, you know who won prizes, you know what prizes are available. We're going to start a new contest with Desert Entertainer where you will need to find what page the Traveling with Francoise ad is on to enter the contest. You'll have to let me know.
That'll be fun.
And it's going to be for $50 in restaurant coupons.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. And then we're also going to start another contest with the television show to where you're going to have to answer a question to enter. But you'll have to watch the show. That's the only way you're going to know the answer.
Well, yeah. And you have to record it so that you can go back and check it.
And over and over and over.
Yes.
Watch it. So, okay. All right. On today's show, we have Diane Funk and artist Dusty Kinman. They're going to be talking about the Indian Wells Arts Festival coming up. Such a beautiful place. I'll be broadcasting live from there. And that, again, is March 30th through April 1st. And then the second hour, we're going to find out who and what is new at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa in Borrego Springs. Plus, we'll have some industry news and all sorts of good stuff. So there you go. That's it. We're done. No, just easy. That was awful fast, Sean. Yeah. You don't have anything to contribute at this point?
Time goes really quick sometimes.
I know. It does. It does. Yeah. He's over there just thinking about those Girl Scout cookies and all the boxes that Jasmine probably has stored in her closet. What do they do with the boxes that they don't sell?
I have to sell them.
Oh, you have to sell them.
I mean, I'm going to own them here in a little bit regardless. I can't give them. After a certain time, you can't give them back, I think.
Huh. Do the parents have to buy those cookies for the kids to sell?
I think at the end I do.
Oh, you
I try to stay out of
you
it.
Don't even
it's
know.
Like it's kind of the Girl Scout stuff.
Yeah.
I've always kind of used the excuse like, "Oh, that's for you. It's like mom and
okay,
I try
all right.
to stay out of it." But
yeah, Jasmine had a lot of badges on her vest too.
Oh, there's a stack about I don't know, probably 4 inches high. That's more that Janet just hasn't gotten around to put on.
Putting on there. Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
She's
for
going.
Her,
she's actually going with them. She's going with them to Washington D.C. and New York.
Fun.
In like July, I think.
Oh, great! Good for them. Okay. Yeah. Wish I could go. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out what our sponsors are up to and some free events and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on 100.9 FM and 1200 AM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, everyone. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, let's talk about what our sponsors are up to. B. Olsen's Jewelers. I will see you there tomorrow night from 4 to 6. They are at the Gardens on El Paseo Lower Level for a special jewelry event that raises money for Animal Samaritans. And there's going to be some pets there, some animals there, jewelry, a special jewelry exhibit. Who is it? Bellari's going to be there? I think it's Bellari, but it's going to be really, really nice. There's going to be some little bit of drinks, some small bites. So that's tomorrow night at B. Olsen's Jewelers, 4 to 6 p.m., lower level of the gardens on El Paseo. And, of course, Fashion Week, the fashion show, I think, starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So come on over. I will see you over there. And then all week long, B. Olsen's, they have a special jewelry couture event going on through the whole week during Fashion Week. So, well, designs from Bellari and more over there. So please stop by, check it out. And a portion of the proceeds of everything purchased the entire week will go towards Animal Samaritans, so we thank them for that. Now, Renova Energy, they are talking about battery storage is a big one now, a large purchase or a 20-year agreement. That's why you need an energy consultant that you can trust for a company that stands behind them, and that is Renova Energy. If you decide to go solar, go with Renova, renovaenergy.com. And like I say, you call them, they'll come when you're ready to talk and not like some of the others who try to just ram it down your throat. Thai Smile was just there the other day for lunch. Remember, they have their lunch hours and dinner hours, and they have the bar there, the outdoor seating. They are packed. A Command One Security. Yeah, you see their new commercials all over KESQ, so check it out. They've been in business for over 35 years here in the Coachella Valley, family-owned and operated. And they started with the first 3 months free. There's been some copycats out there with a conversion, but it was Command One Security that started doing that, plus a $100 gift card upon installation with a contract. So make sure you use Command One Security. Gallery 500 in the 500 building downtown on the corner of Ramon and Indian. They have the Palm Springs High School exhibit going on, Desert Maidens. It's a great exhibit, so check it out. Gallery 500, located within The 500, also home to Ristretto, the boardroom. It's a beautiful business office. And last night it was green for St. Patrick's Day. Yes, forgot. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
I forgot too.
I know. I remember I told you I bypassed my St. Patrick's Day table and went straight to Easter and then realized that I missed St. Patrick's Day. Well, I decided yesterday we were talking. I said, well, let's have some corned beef and cabbage.
Right.
I like the way I make it.
Right.
I like because the cabbage is really crispy. It's not soggy.
Right.
And I put it in the very last minute, let it cook. And so I went to the store, Albertsons, over there on Corner Country Club, Monterey, and they didn't have one piece of corned beef left.
Really?
Which surprised me because people used to not be a very big fan of
Janet has never liked it. And it's funny because she went somewhere yesterday and she ended up having some and she was like, I think I have to try it again because it wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I guess it depends on how you cook it. And if you have a little mustard or something with it, kind of peps it up a little
right.
bit. But there was none. And the guy said, no, shook his head. He said, we've been out of that for 2 days. And I thought, really? Then you might want to consider getting more.
Right. Yeah. If it's been that long, I can understand if it was yesterday.
Yeah. But that store is so busy all the time. Anyway, so no corned beef and cabbage. It'll probably be on sale now anyway. When they get some more in sale, I'll make it then. Indian Ridge Country Club, they had their big tournament there for Eisenhower Medical Center. It was their five cup series, the championship cup series, and they raised about $270,000. Congratulations to Indian Ridge Country Club, and that's again donated to the Eisenhower Medical Center. So it was a 5-star cup golf tournament. All right, that's what. And their Carnival Rio celebration. So good job to Indian Ridge Country Club for raising all that money. Wow, good job on you. And a good cause that we raised $50,000 at Seven Lakes. So we're really thrilled about that. So Eisenhower's getting a lot of donations this season. Braille Institute, their new schedule came out for spring and summer classes. They have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, they go on all week long. All these classes are free. They have daily living skills. They have arts and healthy living, exercise, balance, games for your mind. They have Spanish. They have English. They have all sorts of classes, knitting and basketry. So don't wait. Be proactive instead of reactive if you're having vision loss. All these classes are free. The number is 760-321-1111. That's 760-321-1111. And that's for the Braille Institute. You look at all these things. I'm talking cooking, crocheting, art, community confidence and camaraderie, computers, keyboards. That does not make you think of people that have vision loss.
No. Those are all like life lessons. Like they're all
yeah.
things that need to be done.
If you were to just, I was to hand someone this without them seeing that said Braille Institute, they would think, oh, is this a College of the Desert or UCR?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They would not think. So this is great stuff they do at the Braille Institute. Make sure you take advantage of it. Okay, what else? McDonald's. Okay, our buddy Dick Shalhoub, yeah. It was sort of a mix-up on his part last week.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. That's all right, Dick. We'll cut you slack on this one. Yeah. But he felt really bad, and he will be back on the show. Stuff happens at the last minute. You know, when you're that on that many stores and that much stuff going on in your life, I understand. And he's always been so good. And like I said, he's always early, early, early. So anyway, it's okay. Well, next time. We won't cut you. We won't let you give you a free get out of jail card on the next one. But it won't happen. Diane Williams and Associates. Diane's going to be on to talk about the real estate market in just a couple of weeks here in the Coachella Valley, which is going crazy. It's just big, big. I don't know what all of a sudden is happening down here. I know we're getting a lot of visitors. You know what is happening, though? That we're getting a lot of Asian interest here in the Coachella Valley with all our big events, with all our shopping, with our gaming, with everything going on. And so we're getting buyers now, not just snowbird buyers. You know, it used to be kind of just the snowbirds were buying down here and some of the LA, but we're also getting a lot of Orange County market people who want that second home that's close enough to drive back and forth.
That's good, though.
Yeah, it is good. So lots of stuff happening. And if you need your scissors or knives sharpened, there's only one person to use. That's Tony Q. That's what I call him. And he is at 310-365-5444. He's been sharpening scissors and knives and those types of equipment since 1996. He does so many of the salons here in the Coachella Valley. Chef's knives, your favorite kitchen knives and scissors. Let Tony do it. And it's 310-365-5444. And all of our sponsors' information is on the Traveling with Francois website. And we'll talk about our sponsors, ACT and Ave Maria Pilgrimage, Dana Wharf Well Watching. We'll talk about them in the second hour of the show when we shift gears into travel. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the weekly freebies. Yeah, what's going on? That's presented by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Go to the website, the500ps.com. I'm also thinking about streaming. We have our app here for the station where you can listen streaming live. I'm really curious how many of you listen on your mobile, iPad, whatever, streaming live. And if you could so kindly just go to the website, find my email address on there, and send me a quick note and tell me how you listen to the show, I'd really appreciate it. Just kind of curious to see what's going on out there in the world of radio, streaming. Would you still call it radio on the streaming?
Yeah, depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, but it's not really radio anymore.
No,
but it comes out of a device in your car that looks like a radio.
Right.
So I guess you would still call it.
It's just not technically on radio frequencies. It's
It's different. Hmm. Yeah. Just thought about that. So they still have to call it radio in a car. What are you going to call it?
Yeah, they're going to call it radio.
Radio. Yeah.
People just won't get it if you don't call it radio.
Yeah, but it's going to get confusing, I can tell. All right, Desert Maidens, the exhibit runs until March 31st at Gallery 500 in Palm Springs in the 500 building. Also happening at UCR Riverside, they have two more free lectures coming up. One is Wednesday, March 21st. It's Center for Ideas and Society, New Experiences at 6 p.m. And then another one on Saturday, March 24th from 10 to 12. This is a special morning of art demonstrations with the Palm Springs Art Museum Artist Council as part of the Artistic Expressions Art Exhibition. And this is at UC Riverside Palm Desert on Frank Sinatra Drive. Again, that happens this week. Also happening this week at the Desert Water Agency, which is on Gene Autry Trail. They're having a butterfly block party next Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. And it sounds fun. A butterfly block party. They're going to have butterfly garden, face painting, music and crafts, snacks and more, and it's all free. So that is at 1200 South Gene Autry Trail. It is the Desert Water Agency building. So check it out. And Sunnylands, of course, has its concerts They have two more. They have one today that started at 11 to 1, same time as the show. They have one next week from 11 to 1, and it's Idlewild resident Barnaby Finch is performing. So this is over at the Gardens at Sunnylands. And then finally, the free yoga classes at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert at the Galen and Faye Sarkowski Sculpture Garden. That runs through April. And then I think that's probably about it. From 9 to 10 every Wednesday, it is free, and it's right here in Palm Desert. So a lot of free stuff going on out there in the Coachella Valley. And then a lot of things you have to pay for. What we're going to talk about next with Diane and artist Dusty Kinman is the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, which has a lot of things coming up. It has Fitz's Indian Wells Music Festival, April 6th and 7th. The Indian Wells Arts Festival is March 30th through April 1st. I'll be broadcasting live on Sunday, April 1st. But it's nice to see that the tennis gardens is used for more than just tennis.
I think that's awesome because the property is beautiful.
So beautiful. In fact, I have some listeners that went for the very first time to the tennis gardens. And they went on the free day because they'd never been there. And they're not really big tennis buffs.
Right.
But they thought, well, we'll just go see. And they were blown away by the property.
Yeah, I went to the art festival last year for the first time.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had really been on the property. I had done the Dr. George stuff, but it was more off.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'd never been in there before. It's really nice.
It is beautiful. They have full-time horticulturist gardeners. They have Lance's bee removing services on call over there because of all the plants and foliage. And anyway, it's a nice property. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, our guests join us. We'll be giving prizes away a little bit later on the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, everyone. I am Francoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today, joining us for, I don't know, fifth, sixth, seventh year. This event's been going on for 16 years. I don't think Diane's been on every 16 years because I've only been on 15 years. But joining us is Diane Funk. She is the founder of the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Francoise. Thank you so much for having
Always
us.
Always fun having you. And joining you and us is Dusty Kinman. He is an artist. Hi, Dusty.
Hello. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. All right. The event, we were just talking about how fabulous the venue is. You brought all these goodies. And I was saying, Diane, my house is every year I collect your poster, which is so fantastic. Frame it, they go on my walls.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like the most colorful thing to do, right, is to spend a weekend at the Indian Wells Arts Festival.
Well, it's so much fun. And every year you get more and more new visitors that come in to the arts festival because the grounds is so spectacular. It's right in the middle of the valley. You couldn't find a more perfect location. So, Diane, this year, 16th annual. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
It's just flown by so quickly. Like, the years just are incredible. And it's just been growing and growing, just like the trees inside the Indian Wells Tennis Garden have grown to such proportion.
They have, and it's so well manicured. Let's step back in time just a little bit to the first and second year versus how it's changed today. Take us down that memory lane for just a moment.
Oh, my goodness.
How has it grown? And you've watched it, you've worked it, you've helped it grow.
I remember the day that I walked onto the venue to look at it and consider it for a possibility. And it was so amazing. And there was just something calling to say, do it. You just have to do it here. Location, location, location.
Yep.
I think I got together 80 artists to come. And the trees were small. Artists were not able to set their canopies up. They wanted to cut branches off the trees. It was just really very, a very unique experience. And I don't know, it just kind of continued. People loved it. The people from the valley came and from outside of the area. And it just kind of grew and grew. The first year we were even selling the hot dogs. The woman that I work with at the tennis garden and I were like doing everything that we could because we, yeah, we didn't know what to expect and what was going to happen. But the tennis garden over the years has just worked with me so incredibly to make it as organized and as beautiful as it has turned out to be.
And well, what is so nice about it is you can wander. The artists tend to have their own little spots. It doesn't feel crammed in. You can wander around. You have the area where you're going to have your champagne brunch. We'll talk about that in a second. But people can wander around and relax, and they don't feel crushed. They have a chance to talk to the artists and stand and watch. And it just has a wonderful, wonderful feel about it. How many artists now do you have exhibits coming in this year?
We have 200.
200.
And we stay at 200 pretty much because more than that kind of gets unwieldy, I think, for an audience. About a quarter of those people are new.
Oh, great.
Yes, so we have a new group of artists who are coming to kind of position throughout the fair, and people will enjoy looking and seeing new work there too.
Because it is more than just a arts festival. It's an experience. So when people go to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, what are they going to be able to enjoy throughout the 3 days? They go every single day if they want. They can go just one day. What can they experience?
Exactly. They can come back every day. If when they're leaving, they're asked at the exit if they'd like to return, and they get a be-back card so that they can come back again. We have demonstrations going on, which is really fun. We have a huge piece of rock that is being carved by David Filosi. We have a weaver who's making rugs, and we have Dusty Kinman, who is doing palette knife painting and demonstrations. Glass blowing. That's like really fabulous to watch. It's very entertaining. And Bruce Freund has been doing that for 16 years now at the tennis garden. So we also have live entertainment. Incendio adds some wonderful vibes, keeps everything very upbeat. Rump Roller Organ Trio is there, and they're just fun, fun folks to enjoy, and vocalists as well. Great food. Lots of different concessions. Champagne Circle, which is really fun. And then we have on Saturday and Sunday our eggs plus champagne in the garden brunch menu. And that goes till noon.
Really nice. I mean, just make it such a fun event. What I love about it, too, you can go by yourself and feel more than comfortable. You can bring the whole family. It's just everybody enjoys it. It's the experience. It's the atmosphere. And you brought along with you Dusty Kinman. Hi, Dusty.
Hello.
All right. You have been going part of this festival, the Indian Wells Arts Festival, for how long?
Well, the entire time, 16 years now.
16 years.
I went there with my wife when we weren't married yet. We were still dating. So that was our first venture into the desert together.
All right. So are you a local?
No, I live in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm local part of the year. January through April every year.
All right. Now tell us about your art. What do you do?
Oh, I paint the desert in bloom with a palette knife. I don't use any brushes, and it was a technique passed down to me by my father, who learned from my grandmother, Florence Sackett. And now I'm teaching my kids. I have four kids that are learning how to paint, and my oldest, he's 10. He's sold 20 paintings now.
Now, wasn't he on the show last year?
Yes, he was. Aiden Kinman.
He's been
painting since he was 5.
And he just embarrassed me because he is so amazing. He's no, not really. I just enjoy talking to him so much. So much fun. And he continues as he grows to love painting.
Oh, yes, he does. He enjoys getting out. He's still nervous, though. He likes to just kind of be quiet a lot of the times. He doesn't know what to say, I think.
So his work will be exhibited also?
Yes, he'll have some. And his younger brother started watching him grow up, and so he's painting too.
All right. And we have some of the youngest artists at the art shows at Indian Wells.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, you brought, Diane, you brought a couple of posters, and your poster, your main poster, I don't, what's the correct term to call that? This one here.
This is called Midnight Bloom by Carolyn Johnson.
And that is a poster, that is your logo, let's say, for the event.
Yes, it's basically what we use to promote the show as our advertising.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
The poster artist.
There you go. Yeah. I don't know why, Mom, because I'm looking at yours, Dusty, also. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you brought the poster there, that is what you did. What kind of painting do you call it?
It's palette knife painting, but I use very thin amounts of paint. So to create the detail, a lot of palette knife painters use a thick, called impasto kind of paint. I use thin paint and create the detail with color instead of texture.
And that's been painted with a knife?
Yeah, all with a knife. And I hide hearts in all of my paintings. So when you look in there, you'll always find a heart somewhere. That's my signature, because you got to have heart.
It's incredible. Now I'm distracted. Between the two here, I am completely... Diane, just take over. Yeah, no,
that painting is actually done with his mother.
Yeah, this is a very special piece to my heart, because my mom is no longer with us. She passed away actually in 2013. So that year later on in June, she passed away. But we were able to do a painting together. Because we were both going to the show, and Diane says, well, which one of you want to be poster artists this year? And we decided, well, why don't we paint a painting together? And it was, I'm sure, the only time that two artists have been the same poster at the whole show. So, but I did all the palm trees and the mountains, and my mother did the foreground.
It's stunning. They're stunning that even to even think how you even painted that with a knife. I don't even understand it. Incredible.
Oh, thank you.
And then you have this other one, which is the poster. Now you sell, people buy these posters every year. I'm sure you sell out every single year because they're so spectacular. And this one is by artist.
It's Carolyn Johnson. It's called Midnight Bloom. And it's a beautiful taking of the celestial skies, looking up at those skies from the bottom. And there you see these beautiful cactus in bloom that basically, these flowers on these cactus come out at night and are usually disappeared during the day.
Oh, wow.
So this is the...
And it's a real honor for the artist to be picked, because you have a lot of artists who submit work to be chosen to be on the poster. And the posters are for sale. And the artist, she will be there as well.
The artist will be there. The posters are there for sale. And they're also on our website. People can order them online as well.
All right. And we've been talking about the website for the last month or so, IndianWellsArtsFestival.com. Very easy. Let's talk about the cost to get in, the times. Let's tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, the dates of the show are March 30, 31, and April 1, and it's from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock. We have earlier hours this year. We're going to try that because people kind of get up earlier in the desert and enjoy coming out before it gets maybe too warm. It's $13 is the amount for general admission, and children are free. There's free parking, and valet parking is available.
Yeah, you do a great job. And each year, again, last year you had 10,000 plus attendees.
We had over $750,000 in art sales.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I say, the feeling, the way you have it set up in there, it's just so comfortable. You could have 20,000 and people will be able to roam freely and just real easily. I like that.
You'll be surprised because the tennis garden has added a beautification project as well. I don't know if you had been there for tennis, but they have extended a new park area, which has a fountain and some grass and palm trees, which we'll be incorporating a little bit into our show as well. Is always happening at the tennis court. Yeah.
And for the artists, and Dusty, I'm going to ask you this. I probably should be asking both of you. These are judged. The exhibits are judged, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Okay. So as an artist, when you see the judges come around, do you get kind of nervous? Do you leave? What do you do? Try to bribe them? No.
Of course, you always get a little nervous. I've been doing it now for 25 years, so the nerves aren't quite as much as they used to be. And I always wanted to get a medal. You know, now it just kind of...
How many medals do you have?
Oh, I have
a lot of
them. A lot of them came from my parents, too. We would travel as a family of artists to all the shows. But, yeah, you get nervous, and you're always thinking, oh, should I put my little sticker on this painting or this one? And you have to pick one of your pieces that you think is the best and one if they don't think it's the best.
I did not know that. I thought it was the exhibit as a whole.
Well, we give the we have three judges and a docent that leads the judges through the show. We have different categories for different judges. So we have, like, four groups who are actually out there. And it helps focus for the judges to look at one particular piece.
I see.
And then, of course, if they get the ribbon on that piece, they place the ribbon on that, and it even makes it more valuable.
I was just going to say, you do post, and the judging is completed by when? The end of Friday?
They come in on Friday, and it should be done like by about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
All of the scores are given to somebody in our IT department, and they calculate it, and we present the ribbons.
How exciting, though. It has to be exciting, though, as an artist.
Oh, it is. And she usually has the mayor come around and hand out the ribbons as well, so it even adds that extra wow factor.
So. how fun. And yeah, the part, like you said, I would be nervous on which one do I pick. When you have so many incredible pieces, you say, oh, which one?
Yeah. I know. And many times the judges go like, are you sure you
want that? We kind of like this one better. Maybe the colors is, anyway. Great, great job. Diane, you've done such a fabulous job with the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Really, 16 years. Give you so much credit. You and your staff, you all still love what you do and it shows.
Thank you. And you're going to join us again.
I'll be there.
Yay.
I love it. I have so much fun. I have listeners coming by and hi, and people asking me for directions and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it's just a wonderful time. And again, folks, it is March 30th, 31st, April 1st at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. You can't miss it. Entrance fee is $13 for adults. Children and under 12 are free. Free parking, free valet. It's a great way to just come and spend an afternoon or spend three whole days, buy some art. And yes, Dusty?
Well, speaking about kids, I was talking to Marissa and she said Sunday at 2 for free, I'm going to have a little kids class set up.
Oh, okay,
so they
great.
Can paint a little mountain with a palette knife.
Okay, well, you have to promise me that I get to interview one of your children on the air.
Absolutely.
All right.
At 2 o'clock on Sunday, we'll be there for
you. Well, no, you're going to be there before because you have to we'll go back for that. But I want you on because we have to hear how they're doing and how they're growing.
And it is kids friendly. And it is Easter weekend. So come on out. Enjoy brunch. Bring your kids. We have things for everybody to do and to enjoy.
It's a wonderful place to enjoy.
And one more thing, folks. For those that come with people that like to sit and people watch, fabulous place. Lots of shaded seating areas. You can just sit and relax. And let the artist in your family just spend hours looking at art while you sit and listen to music, have some champagne, people watch, and meet some new friends.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes.
All right.
See you
there.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise, and I do have some tickets to give away a little bit later on the show. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. So again, we want to thank Diane Funk and Dusty Kinman for joining us. Now, I have two tickets for the Indian Wells Arts Festival. They're good for any day. And remember, if you go Friday, you get that comeback pass for free. If you would like those tickets, I'll mail them to you. Just give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255, and just give us a call. And don't wait till the last minute, because this is one of those where everybody kind of waits. You know, it's Easter weekend. They're thinking, we don't know what we're going to do. Right. And then they start wanting tickets. Yeah.
All of a sudden, when everything's been distributed out.
Yeah. I know. Then Françoise, do those tickets. Yeah. So, like I say, give us a call, 760-440-8255. And this way, you know what? You can also win these and give them to someone else.
Yep.
So they can go. You might know someone that loves going to these art shows like this, and this would be a nice gift. So, all right. Give us a call. Get a Life Weekly Freebies brought to you. No, we already did that. Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arcatire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They have now moved to 31090 Reserve Drive off of Barner Road in Thousand Palms. 760-343-7333 or arcattire.org is their phone number. Now, Fashion Week El Paseo or El Paseo Fashion Week, I would say it wrong, started yesterday, but it runs all the way through Friday, March 23rd. No, Saturday, March 24th. Tonight it is, let's see, Le Chien presents En Dog in Vogue. It is the only show that starts, fashion show that starts earlier than 8 o'clock. This one, the cocktail reception is at 5, and at 6 p.m., the fashion show and live auction. Tomorrow night is Scenes from El Paseo, but I'll be there at B. Olsen's Jewelers from 4 to 6, and then I'll head on over to the fashion show. Tuesday is Michael Costello with his friends from Project Runway. There's the Project Runway Trunk Show on Wednesday, April 21st. FITM, Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. If you've never been there, that's a fun day trip to go to L.A. and go to the Fashion Institute of Design, especially after the Oscars. They have an Oscar exhibit that after the Oscars, they show past clothing from movies and stuff. It's really, really interesting.
I like those kind of things. It's kind of like a time capsule, but of, you know.
Yeah. and what's always something is television. You don't realize how big and bold TV makes something or movies or whatever until you go and see a dress that someone wore or the clothes that the guy wore. And they're all so much smaller.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is I really don't look that big in person. But no, it does actually add wood five. But it does everything, even the floats at the Rose Parade look gigantic on TV.
Right.
And then when you're there live, they're beautiful and spectacular, but you're saying, wow, they're not that big. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so that and tickets you can buy. I would just go online to fashionweekelpaseo.com, purchase your tickets that way. I don't know if they're selling tickets at the door, but you do need your tickets to get into the receptions and the runway shows. All right, Rancho Mirage Speaker Series, March 20th. Tab Hunter, actor, singer, best-selling author, he will be giving a lecture at the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series at the Helene Galen Auditorium at the Eisenhower Medical Center. So that information will be on the website. And he's the last one for the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series. He is the last speaker. Alzheimer's Coachella Valley first fundraiser, sponsored by Perch and Rancho Mirage. They are having hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine, and a Perch signature cocktail for Alzheimer's Coachella Valley's first fundraiser. It's their very first one. Okay, Alzheimer's Coachella Valley. Is this a newer group? I'm kind of thinking it is. It is Friday, March 23rd from 5 to 8 at Perch. They're going to have a silent auction, a fund-to-program opportunity, joining Friends of Alzheimer's Coachella Valley, and you'll find out ways to help. It is $50 per person, and this information will be on the website on how you can participate. Buy a ticket, go. It's easier for me to put all the phone numbers and stuff on the website because it's hard to remember all that. Coyote Stageworks presents The Cocktail Hour, a compelling comedy highlights the dysfunctional dramas of an affluent family. Does that strike close to home here in the Coachella Valley?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What part? The comedy, the dysfunctional dramas, or the affluent family?
All? The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, all. All right. Well, this is March 23rd through April 1st with 9 performances at the Annenberg Theater in the Palm Springs Art Museum. Performances run at 7:30 p.m. or 2 p.m. depending on the day. Tickets are $45 to $55 for matinees, $50 and $60 for evening performances. Visit annenbergtheater.org. Palm Springs Air Museum, they have their MASH Bash on March 24th. They invite you to celebrate the Mobile Armor Surgical Hospital MASH units of the U.S. military. Enjoy live rock and roll music by Anonymous 5, Chow Line style dining by Lulu, and so much more. Families are welcome. Live music, drink, and food. Tickets are $49, $39 for Palm Springs Art Museum members. I don't recall seeing tickets anywhere for $49.
Kind of an odd.
Yeah.
Kind of a strange.
That is. So they didn't want to hit the $50 mark. So anyway, you can buy tickets today. Go to psmashbash.com. And again, that is March 24th. Also happening, Desert Winds Freedom Band to present Hear Me Roar. This is Sunday, March 25th at 2 p.m. in the Richards Center for the Performing Arts, Palm Springs High School. It is $20 per person. So go and have some fun. Listen, they are fantastic. We've had Desert Winds Freedom Band on the show before. And Palm Springs Speaks, presented by the Palm Springs Cultural Center and Friends of the Palm Springs Library, welcomes New York Times bestselling author Lisa Scottolin on Monday, March 26 at 7:30 p.m. at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs. Don't forget the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and you buy your tickets now. They're celebrating Easter Sunrise Service with Songs of Faith, Hope, and Joy by Abby and Bert Duo, with a special inspirational Easter message by Pastor Robert Sneed. First tram car up at 5 a.m. Reduced tram fares will be in effect until 7:30 a.m. with round trip $15.50 for adults. That is really discounted. And seniors, and $12.25 for children ages 3 through 10. So immediately following the program, they're going to have breakfast served at Pines Cafe until 10 a.m. If you purchase a 7:30, the cost of the ride and breakfast combination is $25. Anyway, Sunrise Service, top of the tram, Easter Sunday. Don't miss it. Sounds like a winner to me. And then you can go on over to the Indian Wells Arts Festival and come talk to me while I broadcast live. Let's international. We talked about that. Oh, Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, Indian Wells Music Festival, April 6th through 7th. Tickets are on sale for that at the IndianWellsMusicFestival.com. They have Grammy Award-winning performers there. Robert Craban, John Baptiste, the Dap Kings, and more. Lots of stuff going on. And Patricia Welch, she is still over at the Indian Wells Resort every Thursday night from 6 to 9 through May. So don't miss out on Patricia Welch. All right. That about covers this hour of the show. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we are going to shift into travel mode. And we have a lot of stuff going on. Make sure you go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on 100.9 FM and 1200 AM. Stick around. We'll be right back.